Welcome to the Maxwell Leadership Executive Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a Maxwell Leadership facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Executive Vice President with Maxwell Leadership. Welcome and thank you for joining. As Perry does each week, he prepares not only the content that we're going to talk about today, but also a learner's guide. Yep. And if you're interested in downloading that learner's guide, I want you to visit maxwellleadership.com/podcast. There you can find our blogs. You can find out more information about some of our training and coaching that we're doing with organizations around the world. And then even if you have a leadership question, or something that you're challenged with or you're working through that you'd love for Perry and I to talk about, man, don't hesitate to let us know. Some of our topics have come directly from, So the best topics. So don't hesitate to do that. And you can visit that website there and leave that information. Well, today's topic we're going to talk about is includes a word that I think is so powerful. It's something that all leaders should really, really work on. One of the words, but I think there's multiple ones here. But
there's a lot of words.
There's a lot of words here. But one just sticks out to me. We're going to talk quite a bit about it today. The topic is when leaders believe, see, and develop the potential in others. And I think you and I, we've talked a lot about belief. We've talked a lot about development. One of the things we haven't talked a lot about here as leaders is how do you identify or what does the potential of your team members look like? And then what is your role as a leader when it comes to as I hold up my hand for air those quotes that are listening to us, and are not watching us on YouTube, by the way, little air quotes, the potential of those team members.
Yeah, that is exactly how it came up. Was I got a discussion on a coaching call about somebody, we're not coaching our people. I said, well, why are you not? Well, not sure why we would. You know, I thought, do you not see the potential? And we got in a discussion, what is potential? Can you see potential? And how do you define potential in someone else? And so for me, it was, you're right. We talked all around this in so many ways, but I don't think we actually address it about, do you, first of all, believe your people have potential? Do you see what that could be? And then can you take action on that? That's really where I was going with that.
Well, let's start by this. Let's start by talking about, or how do we define even potential? And one of the things that I think that we look at it in my my sphere of leadership is we talk about capacity. I hear, oh, he has got high capacity. She's got high capacity. Yeah. And so you start thinking about that. And what we're really saying is that there's a lot of potential there. And it's what they're capable of as a team member and something that we, you know, we need to continue to look at. And so when we start thinking about it this way, I began to see the capacity of somebody or the potential that somebody has to take on a new project, to take on a new growth phase, to take on something else. And so when we look at it that way, what are they possible of doing? What's the capacity that a leader has or an individual has on your team?
It makes me I have a question, though. So what's your feeling on this? Do people know their own potential? Yeah, yeah. Do they need – I'm thinking about even myself, and then I'm thinking about people that have worked on my team. Do they know their potential? Is it a real role for the leader to help someone see their potential and believe more in themselves? It kind of comes down to, I don't think I have any more potential.
Yeah,
I don't have the potential, the capacity to do that. I don't know. How do you see that?
I've heard John tell us this several times, and just being around him for so long, where he says, hey, if you're the smartest person in the room, mm-hmm. You're in the wrong room. And in essence, what we're talking about here is that you don't know what you don't know, like unless you get around other people and other leaders and other team members to even see what's possible out there, what's your potential and what's your capacity as an up-and-coming leader. And so I noticed in the title you said when a leader believes, sees, and develops the potential in others. Why did you start with the word believe?
Yeah, great question. Because of these conversations I'm having, I realize you are not going to be a people developer. You're not going to push people to a higher capacity, to a larger potential. You're just not going to do it if you don't personally believe in people. If you don't believe that I didn't put this in our notes at all, but about I kind of thinking about it as we were talking before the camera came on about even Carol Dweck's mindset piece that you can almost have a fixed mindset about people sometimes. You think, well, they are what they are. No, they're not. It's a growth mindset that I need to have as a leader to really be believing that people can develop, people can grow. And it's going to be up to me, the leader, to I have to believe that.
Yeah.
If I don't believe it, I'm not going to probably commit. I've got plenty of other things I've got to go do, and that's going to take a back burner.
Yeah. One of the things I know you've gotten pushback for when you're in front of the room or doing training or maybe even coaching, where you go
100%.
Yeah, you know where I'm going, right? Which is like, hey, we need to put 10 on everybody's head on our team. Like,
yeah, but they're not a 10. They're a 4.
Are you putting a 10 under the team? Yeah, like you get pushback from that,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, yeah. They're not a 10. They're a 4. I'm not saying they're a 10. I'm saying you see them.
That's right. And that's why this is so important that we're talking about today as leaders, that you have to believe and see the potential of those team members if you ever hope to develop it. Now, let me, just before you go any further, sometimes that it may never come to fruition. You may have the hope and you may see this, but over time and giving them resources and trying to develop them and giving them opportunities and chances, it may not get there, and that's okay. But you have to start at the place of you have to believe and see the potential in others.
Well, people will rise or fall to your level of expectation.
Right.
And I always ask people in coaching, even in front of the classroom, can you tell when someone believes in you? That they think positively about you, when they're interacting with you, when they're talking with you, when they're around you, can you just tell if somebody thinks highly of you or doesn't think highly of you? And I think most of us can figure out that, yeah, I think they think, well, I raise my game around those people. I don't want to disappoint those people. I actually try to live up to that expectation. And I think so many of us as leaders, we set that, I was just listening to Ed Milet, and I got thinking about how people see themselves, their identity, and this acts as a thermostat on them. And, you know, a thermostat can heat up the room or cool down the room based on outside circumstances and what you've set it to. Well, if you've set somebody up that they're a 4 or a 5, then anytime they have a winning moment or they're succeeding or advancing, that internal thermostat will just cool them back down to a 5, whatever they are. And I'm thinking, well, you know, if I'm a leader, can I affect that? Can I help them to see capacity, to see that potential and believe in them that they can do it? Mm. Now we're on our way. Way before we start developing potential, I believe you've got to believe in them and see the opportunity to do that.
So I 100% agree with you. So once we believe in the people and then we see that people have more potential, more capacity than what we're currently seeing being lived out, then how do we develop the potential?
You know, for me, and I kind of smile because I had this story that I'd heard, and it really, I tell it because it gets people on the idea of the term is next level. Mm. Is that, do I believe that for me personally, there's a next level? Can I, do people that I'm working with know that they have a next level? I guess what I've figured out with most people is they don't even think this way. They think they are where they are, that this is it. And so the story was, the guy told a story about going to one of these local carnivals, and they had a mechanical bull, and he was with some neighbors, and the neighbors said, hey, it'd be like me saying, Chris, go ahead and get on the bull. He goes, I'm not getting on the bull. No, go ahead, get on the bull. This'd be fun. And there's nobody here. Just get on the bull. And the guy kept rejecting, but then the owner, the operator of the bull said, hey, let me tell you, it's going to move it up, but don't hold on too tight. Hold on loosely with a loose grip under the rope, and then just go. It'll help. If you hold on too tight, when it moves, it'll throw you. But if you hold on right, so the guy said, all right, I'll do it. And he got on, and then the bull rose up, and it started flicking this way and flicking that way. And the guy, as he's telling it, said he got a little confident, and he started putting his other hand above his head and holding with one hand. And it went the 8 seconds, and the buzzer went off, whoop, and he swings his leg off like he's John Wayne and comes walking back over. And he looks over at the operator and says, well, great tip. That was great. Thank you very much. And the operator looked at him and said, that was level 1. You did great. You want to go to the there are 8 levels. You want to go to the next level. And then you see the guy running down the main fair at the carnival, and thinking, wow, we always think we're doing pretty good where we are, but do you think about there being a next level? So for me, the first step was really realizing there is a next level. Can I help people find it? And can I help me find it? Can we help people find that?
Hey, podcast listeners, how would you like to be equipped with the tools to continue your personal growth and refine your strengths and weaknesses, all while being surrounded by other growth-minded leaders like yourself? You may have heard of our International Maxwell Conference, or IMC. It's our biannual event in which Maxwell Leadership Certified team members come from all around the world to grow and learn together. IMC this August is the first time we're opening the event to the public by kicking the event off with our first ever Personal Growth Day. This is a 1.5-day event on August 29th through 30th in Orlando, Florida, and it's designed to dig deeper into who you are and how you tick so that you can become the best version of yourself. If you are unable to attend Personal Growth Day in person, we also offer virtual access to the event. If you'd like to participate in a one-of-a-kind experience and stand shoulder to shoulder with growing leaders who will sharpen your skills and equip you to create powerful, positive impact in your life, go to maxwellleadership.com/personalgrowthday to learn more or get your ticket. We'll see you there.
For those of you that are not joining us yet on YouTube, you just missed some of Perry's animations on that story. But I love that, right? Like, the first thing that you just talked about is that we need to help them believe in the next level. They first got to kind of believe that. But we need to also make sure that they have buy-in on where you're trying to develop them and where you're trying to take them as a leader. That's right. Good. Like,
ownership of that.
Yeah. Like, what are their aspirations? And listen, there are going to be people on your team that you are leading that are not going to have the aspirations that you want them to have, or even you see in them. They're just not going to have it. And you've got to make sure that they have the buy-in. But if they do have the buy-in and they do aspire to what you see in them and you believe in them and you talk about how to develop that, if they do have that, then I think what you got to do then as a leader is not only talk about that of what they aspire to be in the capacity they can have, but then identify where they're at and where they can be, like where their potential is and what you see in them. Once you have that conversation, then what we call, you know, is that disappointment gap there in the middle, which is, expectations and reality are X and Y. Now, what's the gap? And so you are, as the leader, have to define what that gap looks like. And then you've got to help them with resources and tools by developing them as what we call kind of to bridge that gap, right, and to close the gap so that they can begin to see some wins, right? A great story. Level one on the bull, right? He saw a win. Was it enough to get him at level two? No, not enough for that guy. May have not been enough for me either. But I love that, how he taught him a little bit, developed them, that bridge, that first gap, getting on there. And so as leaders, you have to, again, let me just go back. You need to make sure that they have buy-in. They aspire to grow their capacity and grow their potential. You have to help identify kind of where is reality versus where that aspiration or potential or capacity can be. And then you got to help resource them and develop them with kind of bridging that.
Yeah, I love that. So hearing you describe that way, it really is a lot many leaders don't think about, is that some part of your coaching conversation, you can't just jump to the development, the skill, the goal. Some part of that's got to be in understanding what are they capable of, what is their capacity, do they believe in themselves, do they have the potential, do they see the potential. And can you come to agreement with what is it we're really going for here? What is the next level for you? And I'm here to help you get there. And I don't think I ever spent much time. I always kind of jump to the punchline of the coaching. Let's work on this. And they must be shaking their head the whole time, thinking, I can't do that.
Yeah.
What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
But they'll put on a good act, and they don't want to, you know, disappoint and those type of things. I think it's a great big great piece of what we do to help people believe that they can do more, and that I believe in you. And I think for me, if I had somebody believing in me, that was a lot of the problem right there, is that you believe in me.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I could believe.
Maybe
in
you
too.
Can do it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, as I wrap up, one of the things I ask leaders all the time in rooms or in coaching situations is that question right there, Perry, that you just mentioned, which is, how many of you are sitting in the position that you're in today because someone else believed in you? And without a shadow of doubt, never had this happen before. There's not one single person that doesn't raise their hand in that room. It's including you and I sitting here at this table. And so when you think about that and you think of the power of that, then that goes to the fact that as leaders, we should believe and see in others. And then how do we go about developing that if they have the buy-in and they want to do that? I think being able to do this is kind of a hallmark as a moment as leaders. And I think if you can figure out how to do that, it's incredibly fulfilling as a leader to be able to do that. Let me close with this last statement. I saw this and I'd read it before. I couldn't remember where it was. So I went back, dug through my files, and it's a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson that says, "Our chief want is someone who will inspire us to be what we could be." Mm. That's our chief want. And I thought, man, that's true. I mean, that's true for me. It's true for you. It's true for Jake and our team here. And so if that's the case, then we have to, going back to the statement we said a little bit earlier, our team, our people that we have the privilege of leading, they don't know what they don't know. And we need to see that, we need to believe it, and then we need to help develop that potential and that capacity in those on our team.
Wow. Look at you bringing a quote.
Hey, listen, you bring the content, I'll throw in a little color commentary every once in a while.
Fantastic. Good stuff. Well, thank you. And just a reminder, if you want that learner guide, you want to learn more about our offerings, or you'd like to leave a question or a comment for us, we always love that you do that. You can do all that at maxwellleadership.com/podcast. We're very grateful that you would spend this time with us. That's all today from the Maxwell Leadership Executive Podcast.